难点。那今天很高兴哈，能够那郭姐妹从台湾来，那给我们做见证。
We thank the Lord that guide Sister Guo from Taiwan and bear witness to us.
那本来今天是我们团契的时间。
Originally, this afternoon we have all the fellowships.
那就是弟兄他也准备了，今天准备谈一下那个灵修的问题。
And Brother Joshua also prepared to discuss to cultivate ourselves.
因为我们难得很少有从外地来的弟兄姐妹能够来见证，所以我也跟教授来讲了，可以改过来，那也经过教授同意。
And this afternoon we, it's a very good chance that Sister Guo from Taiwan, so we change this class.
那我们现在就准备把这个见证会交给郭姐妹。
So we will.Ask Sister Guo to come up to bear witness now.
愿神跟他同在，能够把神的荣耀见证出来。
May God is with him, with her, and then and glorify God's name.
也愿我们大家都能够因为这些见证能够得到造就。
So we'll be edified.
好，那我们现在请郭姐。
请大家同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们，哈利路亚！奉主耶稣的圣名做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bear witness.
亲爱的各位 Queens 的弟兄姐妹平安。
May the peace be with all the brothers and sisters in Queens.
我先自我介绍。
I will introduce myself.
我是从台湾来，高雄小区的实贤教会。
I'm from Kaohsiung Shichuan Church.
在今年的七月。我来田纳西州进修，英文教学硕士。
This July, I went to Tennessee to study English.
现在到这里已经快两个月了。
I'm in United States about 2 months.
明天就要回台湾去。
Tomorrow, I'm going back to Taiwan.
很感谢神在这么美国这么大的地方。
I thank the Lord in such a great nation.
我终于呢把美东地区的三个教会都走到了。
I visit all these three churches.
在此也带来台湾教会的弟兄姐妹为您的关心。
And then I will send a greeting from Taiwan Church
brothers and
sisters to all the Queen's Church member.
感谢神的带领。
I thank the Lord.
这次来美国。
This time I come to United States.
完全不是有计划的，只是偶然的机会来到美国。
It's a special chance. It's not under my plan.
一路上神的带领
，and all the way God guides me，
使我丰丰富富的完成了一趟属灵的学习课程。
And I learned the plentiful spiritual classes in the United States.
今天到了 Queens 教会做最后一站，等于是一个画上一个句号。
Now this is the last chance I arrive Queens.
真的心里满怀感恩。
I'm full of thankful.
我们信的真神是如此的真实慈爱。
And the God I believe is so true and so, He loved me so.
待会再把在美国的经验再跟大家分享。
And later on, I will experience, how I receive the grace from the Lord in the United States also.
我先来做一个见证。
First, I bear witness.
这是有关于我爸爸生重病得神医治的经过。
About my father, he was very ill and be healed by God.
我们大概在民国五十几年的时候信主的。
About 1960s, our whole family believed in God.
我爸爸那时候信主非常的热心。
And my father was very fervent to the Lord.
我们以前住在高雄的乡下。
We stayed in countryside of Kaohsiung City.
那里只有一个高雄教会。
There is only one church.
可是那里的交通非常的不方便。
It's very uneasy to travel to the church.
我父亲每个礼拜六他都骑脚踏车从乡下一直骑到高雄教会。
My father ride bicycle to the church from countryside.
他那时候非常的渴慕圣灵，渴慕真理。
He's so fervent for the Holy Spirit and the truth.
后来带领我们全家都受洗之后
，and after our whole family was baptized.
每个礼拜六我们上课都是上到一半，就向老师请假回家。
And in the afternoon, we have to tell the class of the teachers that we have to go home now.
要转三趟的客运车到高雄教会。
It takes like three buses to go to Church of Kaohsiung.
在我的印象中，那时候的教会非常的兴旺火热。
At that moment, the Kaohsiung Church is very fervent church.
当我来到这里
，When I came to United States,
我看到这里大家聚会的情形。
I see all the brothers and sisters, the gather together.
仿佛想到我小时候聚会的情况。
I remember it reminds me about when I was young in the church.
感谢主大家聚会的精神。
I'm thankful for your spirit to worship God.
比我们在台湾的时候更热烈。
It's more fervent than when I was young in the Taiwan.
我父亲在民国七十一年的时候。
About 1980s.1982
突然生了一场病。
My father was sick.
就发烧胃痛。
He got fever and the stomach ache.
那时候我们都还小，还没有大学毕业。
And we were all very young and I'm not graduate from the college yet.
我只知道那时候他病得非常严重，我们只好赶快送医院去。
We know that he is very severe, so we bring him to the hospital.
他那时候病得就是发冷发热。
And he feel cold and hot.
非常的痛。
And he is very painful.
到医院以后做了各项的检查。
After all the exams,
医生都说不知道是什么毛病。
The doctor cannot find out what's the problem.
可是我爸爸就是越来越虚弱，越来越虚弱，就开始进入有点昏迷了。
But my father was weaker and weaker, become coma.
医院就开出病危通知单。
And the hospital sent out the notice that this patient is very dangerous now.
他告诉我们说，因为检查不出来，所以可能就是从胸腔开刀看看。
And they said that we have to operation from his chest.
但是因为我爸爸那时候血压很低
，But he got the low blood pressure at that time.
几乎成功率非常的低。
It's very hard to be successful operation.
我们那时候非常的害怕，因为大家都还小，很怕失去父亲。
And we are so scared. We don't want to lose our father.
但是那时候还想到赶快找教会，找传道人。
And we think about to call the pastor and to call the church.
那时候就是有玛利亚执事。
And there is this deaconess Mary Ma.
她那时候是在。灵恩上
Mary.
在灵恩上非常有恩赐的一位传道。
And she was gifted to heal the sick.
我们常常听到她为祷告，为信徒祷告，病得医治的神迹非常的多。
She had many experience and many gift from God to pray for the sick.
我们就赶快打电话去求她来。
We call her to come.
但是她说她很不舒服，她说她有点感冒。
She said she was.She got the flu. She cannot come.
但是我们一直求她，她说好，那待会她可以过来。
And we begging her to come, and then finally she said she's coming.
我们大家都围在我爸爸的病床边。
We are around the bed of my father.
非常的着急，非常担心。
We are very worried. We don't know what to do.
后来就等到玛利亚只是来到。
And as after the deaconess Mary come.
很奇妙的是，我爸爸那时候醒过来了。
My father woke up.
玛利亚只是就为他祷告。
And sister, Deaconess Mary pray for her, him.
他了解了这些情况之后，他就问我爸爸说。
And after she saw my father, she asked my father.
你要信神还是要开刀
？You want to trust in God or you want to have operation?
我爸爸那时候也非常有信心，说我信神，我不要开刀。
But my father answered, I want to trust in God. I don't want to have operation.
玛利亚只是就说要信神就回家。
Deaconess Mary said, if you want to trust in God, let's go home.
我们那时候也不知道哪里来的信心，大家就赶快收拾东西。
And then all of a sudden, we all full of faith, and we started to pack up to go home.
然后我爸爸就开始把他手上的针管什么都拔掉。
And my father took out all the, shots.
医生说氧气管不能拔掉。
The doctor said he should, he should stay with the oxygen, supply.
除非你们签了切结书，一直送到医院门口。
Unless you signed that, this, oxygen tank, you have to follow him.
因为他们非常关心，非常担心，说你们一家人都疯了。
Because the doctor think that the whole family was insane.
你们要信神，也要靠医生啊。
If you believe in God, you should also trust in the, the doctor.
但是我们非常的坚定，就真的叫了计程车，我们就回家了。
But we don't mind that we just called a taxi, and then we, we went home.
回到家以后，弟兄姐妹大家都来帮忙祷告。
After we went home, all the brother and sister come to our house and pray.
我们那时候的全心迫切、急切的哭求，求主耶稣医治。
At that time, we cry and then we beg the Lord to heal my father.
因为我们知道，既然人不能的话，神只有靠神。
Since the, human being can do nothing, that we should rely on God totally.
就很奇妙，玛利亚只是每次帮我爸带祷告按手的时候。
So every time, Deaconess Mary lay hand on my father.
我爸爸说，他就感觉一股热流从他的头上进去。
And then he feel the heat from the top to the bottom.
非常的舒适，他就全身都慢慢慢慢就康复起来。
So he feel very comfortable, and then he feel he is, getting better and better.
那时候我们教会有一位弟兄，他在那个医院当医生。
And, actually, we have one brother, is a doctor in that hospital.
他告诉我们说，你爸爸那天其实是熬不过那个晚上的。
He told us actually.The doctor in the hospital said, your father cannot stay, that night. He will pass away.
很感谢神，我的印象中那时候我们是天天在经历神。
Actually, I'm very thankful because I experienced God in that period every day.
每一次的迫切祷告，我爸爸他哪里不舒服，我们就祷告神，求主耶稣让他觉得非常舒服。
Whenever my father feels,some pain in somewhere that we just pray to God to let him feel ease.
我记得那时候他好像还不能排尿。
I remember he cannot,
排尿。
不能尿尿。
Urinate.
就是他，可是我们也是借着祷告，一切都非常顺利。
But, after we pray, everything is, smoothly.
两个礼拜之后，我爸爸就到教堂去做的聚会了。
After 2 weeks, my father can come to the church to attend the service.
所以我们也把这个神迹，我有写了一张见证的传单。
So, I put this witness on the pamphlet.
因为没有想到会在这里做见证，没有带过来。
I didn't bring it today. I didn't know that I'm going to bear witness today.
然后从那次以后，我们就是非常的专心在聚会，在祷告。
From that time on, we are very concentrated to come to the church and then pray.
时间一天天过，就十几年就过了。
It's about, more than 10 years now.
可是觉得对不起主的是，日子久了，我们的那种感动也慢慢就平淡了。
The one thing I feel we feel sorry to the Lord because we lose the fervency.
因为那时候毕业、教书、结婚、生子。
After I graduated from the college, I, teach in the school, and I marry, and I have children.
每天都非常的忙。
Everyday life is very busy.
去教会都有去，但是都是点名的信徒，有去就对了。
Every day I come, every time I went to church, it's just for, like, a habit.
去那里也不带圣经，因为教会有圣经。
I don't bring my own Bible because there's a Bible in the church.
然后我们都觉得说，我们都懂了，我们都老信徒，那些圣经传道一开口，我们就知道下一句了。
And then I think I'm an old church member. Whenever the pastor says some, verses, I already knew where is it.
教会的圣工有在做，都简一样做。
And then the, I serve the Lord, and but I pick whatever I like to do.
在祷告的时候，在祷告的时候，最希望听到的是那一声铃声。
When I knelt down and pray, I'm very eager to hear the bell ringing.
尤其在灵恩会的时候。
Especially in the spirit convocation.
能躲则躲，最后那是祷告。
If I can run away from the last praying period.
真的祷告很久，膝盖都很痛。
Because it takes a long time to pray, I feel very tired person.
所以这样的信仰，这样子慢慢慢慢淡下来。
And I become a lukewarm church member.
可是自己都不觉得，我觉得我都有去教会，我是很标准的信徒。
I think I'm a very good and church member.
直到有一天
，Until one day.
我一个房客
，I have a tenant.
我看到他
，I have a 房客是什么？
跟我租房子的
tenant.
我看到他的时候，我以为他是55岁的老先生。
I thought he was about 55.
后来他签名的时候，他是40岁。
Actually, he is 40 years old.
我吓一跳，我就开始问他。
I wondered, so I asked him.
他的妈妈告诉我说，因为他生了一场病。
He said because his mother was sick.
后来他的，因为他的孩子
生一场病了，
他生病。
He himself was sick.
他的太太呢，离开他了。
And his wife left him.
他的儿子呢，因为枪杀案呢，入狱了。
And his son, because of some shooting and killing people, so he was put into jail.
所以他自暴自弃，天天喝酒。
So he's get drunk every day.
所以把一个40岁的壮年人看起来像55岁的老头子。
So actually, he was 40, but he looks like 50.
我看到非常可怜，我就介绍他来信耶稣。
I think he's so pitiful, so I introduce him to the church.
他妈妈说，只要他愿意就可以去信。
But his mother said, as long as he wants to, he can go and believe.
他本人告诉我说，不用了，我有技工。他信一个台湾的神叫技工。
And then in the beginning, he said, I don't need your God because I have my own God as 技工。
他说那个技工每天晚上会来找他。
He said the 技工 will come to him every night.
技工会附身在他身上。
And he will possess on him.
他是三太子。
He's the third.
排名第三的。
Third prince.
他还可以帮人家算命。
And he can also fortune teller for other people.
他说技工帮他赚了将近2亿的钱。
He said the 技工 help him to earn money about $2 million.
但是因为他们家他的太太他孩子出事故之后呢，他非常的难过，他就赌博把全部都输光了。
But after his son get the this problem, he started to gambling and lose all the money.
我常常去找他们家人谈到带领他信耶稣。
I talk to him very often and try to bring them and his family to the church.
有一天他在他们的客厅里面，我去看他的时候
，One day when I visit him, he is in his living room.
他头低低的
，He bowed down his head.
我坐下来的时候，忽然发现不对了
，And I feel it's something unusual.
因为他的脸色整个都变黑青的
，His whole face turned dark and black.
他都没有抬头起来，我叫他的时候，他没有抬头。
When I call him, when I come to him.I called him and he didn't hold his face up.
然后他开始手指着我在跟我讲话。
He started to point to his finger to me.
是用一种女人的声音在跟我讲话。
And his voice turned into a lady's voice.
然后他跟我讲说，用台语讲。
And he speaking Taiwanese.
信路，我想我一直到上爷心。就是说我最后一次会上他的身，
你最后一次
那个邪灵说，他跟我说我最后一次上他的身。
The evil spirit said the last time I will harm his body.
那时候我整个人吓呆了。
And I was so shocked.
我真的遇到鬼了。
I think I see the ghost.
真的邪灵在跟我讲话。
Because that evil spirit talked to me.
我想了一秒钟之后，马上奉主耶稣圣名命令你离开。
And then all of a sudden, I started to say, "In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I command you get out of him."
我真的很害怕，但是我们的听到的过程里，我记得这句话：遇到邪灵的时候，你就是奉主耶稣圣名赶他。
And I know that from the church, when we see the evil spirit, I should, in the name of Lord Jesus, cast out demon.
我知道说碰到邪灵不要跟他讲话，不要跟他沟通。
I know that we supposed not to talk to the evil spirit.
他就没办法讲，他就一下子就叫一阵烟像咻就走了。
So the evil spirit just like something like smoke or air that just come out from him.
那个人就清醒过来，就看着我。
And then he is awake, and then he look at me.
我跟他说，你如果没有信主的话，我不敢再来找你了。
I told him, if you don't want to believe in Christ, I don't want to come and see you no more.
因为我很怕那个邪灵上我的身。
Because I'm afraid the evil spirit come jump into me.
后来就赶快找传道，打电话给传道。
And I called the pastor.
传道告诉我说
，The pastor said,
我们信主有圣灵的人头上有盖印记，你不用怕。
We are the true believer.Since we have Holy Spirit, we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. You don't have to worry.
所以我开始警觉到说，惨了，我的道理都忘光了。
I think, wow, I forgot all what I hear.
后来我就请传道，我们就两三个人去，我不敢一个人去。
So later on, we'll go two or three people or with the pastor to go. I dare not to go by myself.
那个邪灵非常凶，我们一来他也就来。
So every time we arrive, the evil spirit arrive also.
我们在那里做属灵的征战。
We're fighting there.
我们就祷告，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
一上身，他就是开始这样动动动，这样一直喊，然后很生气的手一直挥舞着。
And then when we started to pray, and then he started to, shake his head and whole body, and then also his hand is like waving.
然后走了之后，我们就开始唱诗。
And the evil spirit out, and then we started to sing him.
在五分钟又来了。
About 5 minutes, the evil spirit come back again.
我们又开始大声的祷告，哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名。
We started to pray very loudly in the name of Lord Jesus, cast out demon.
他又走了。
And then he run away.
然后他要清醒，又跟我们一起唱诗。
And then he started to awake, and then he sing him with us.
然后就这样子两三天都是这样，我们去他就来。
So about 2 or 3 days, when we go there, the evil spirit come also.
那时候我就开始警觉到说，原来我们基督徒真的是在属灵的战场上。
And then I really realized that we are fighting with the evil spirit.
我开始追求这个道理，问传道。
I started to ask the pastor.
传道告诉我说，在以弗所书上6:10那里，你没有看到吗？
And the pastor said,Don't you see the Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10?
他告诉我们说，一旦我们成了基督徒，不管你愿不愿意，你都已经站在属灵的战场上了。
He said, no matter you want or not, once you become a Christian, you are stand in the battlefield.
那时候我才警觉到说，那圣经上说的全副的军装，要有什么装备，我通通没有。
And then all of a sudden I think, oh,I lost all those armor to equip myself.
那撒旦这么厉害，我哪天就中弹死掉了。
And Satan is so strong, and maybe one day I'll be killed by him.
所以开始非常害怕，就开始读圣经，因为圣经神的话是有力量的。
And then I started to study Bible because Bible is God's word, is powerful.
然后就常常跑教会。
And then I come to the church very often.
每一样事工只要有都抓起来做。
Whatever the church need help, I just do it.
可是当我开始在教会跑的时候
，When I started to go to the church,
撒旦的攻击就来了。
And Satan started to attack me.
我女儿有一天早上突然就发高烧。
And one morning, my daughter got a high fever.
我确定那不是一般的感冒。
I'm pretty sure it's not a regular flu.
我一直祷告，一直祷告，他就是一直发烧，都不会好。
I keep praying, and she still have the fever and never get well.
到晚上她已经很虚弱，赶快送医院去。
So in the evening, she is very weak, so I bring her to the hospital.
医生又抽血检验。
And then they check her blood.
我在那里等着看报告。
I'm waiting and to see the report.
送检体的人送了一个小时，没有把报告送回来。
So about 1 hour, they couldn't give us the report.
所以医生跟我讲说，你最好转到大医院去。
So the doctor said you better go to the larger hospital.
可是我知道这个病不寻常，我们只有靠神胜过它。
I know this is not a normal sickness, so I just pray to God to overcome this sickness.
我祷告，我赶快打电话给传道说我要到教会去。
I called the pastor, said I want to go to church.
我要把我女儿抱去教会祷告，请你们等我，不要太结束的时候等我一下。
I called them to wait for me because I bring my daughter to pray.
我真的就很快的开着车就跑到教会去，刚好他们已经最后一次祷告结束了。
So it's almost the end of the church service when I arrive.
他看到我抱着孩子来，请大家弟兄姐妹再跪下为我们再祷告一次。
When they see us arrive, they just knelt down to pray for my daughter again.
然后我就很放心的回到家里面。
And I feel very confident, and then I go home.
我问了医生朋友，他说你还是最好到医院去。
I asked my doctor's friends, and they said that you better go back to the hospital.
可是呢，那时候我知道这不是一般的感冒。
But at that time, I think this is not a normal sickness.
我心里虽然非常的害怕，但是我祷告的时候，神有给我一种力量。
Although I feel scared, but when I pray, God give me strength.
我跟神祷告说
，I pray to God.
我不管这是撒旦的攻击也好，是来自于你的试炼也好
，No matter this is come from.Satan's attack, or it comes from your test.
我都要胜过他。
I'll overcome these.
结果我就决定不送医院。我晚上整夜都没有睡，就观察我女儿的病情。
So the whole evening, I didn't bring her to the hospital. I just watched my daughter see how she improved.
到早上我非常的疲倦，但是我还必须去台南参加一个conversation 的 class 的课。
In the morning, I'm so tired.And I still have to join a conversation class in Tainan.
我在犹豫说我要不要去。
I wonder should I go or not.
还是我要看着我的孩子不要去。
Or should I still take care of my children?
我非常的难过，就开始又跪下来祷告。
I'm so sad, and I kneel down and pray again.
那次的祷告圣灵非常充满。
At that time, my prayer is very full of the Holy Spirit.
隐约有神的意念告诉我说，女儿，你放心的去。
And I feel that God gave me the feeling that daughter, you should go.
我在祷告中向神说
，I pray to the Lord.
神，孩子是你给我的。
I said this daughter's come from you.
无论我怎么样担心，我都不能帮她什么忙。
No matter how I worry, I cannot help her.
我真的决定凭着信心把孩子交托给你。
So I trust in you. I leave her to you.
我就把孩子送去我妈妈那边，我还是去上课。
I put my daughter in my mother's house, and then I went on to the class.
我才开车从高雄开到台南，开一个小时。
From Kaohsiung to Tainan is 1 hour drive.
我在车上听一首赞美诗。
I listened to the hymn during the drive.
那一卷录音带里面的赞美诗，几乎每一句话都在跟我讲话。
That hymn.Is talking to me.
你要全心全意的交托。
You have to rely on God totally.
耶稣是我们的避难所。
God is my shelter.
他必做你的保护者。
He will protect us.
我那时候听完，心里就非常放松，非常轻松。
And I was so confident.
我感谢主，我就去上课。
I thank the Lord that I go to the class.
回到家里之后，我去带我女儿回来。
When I come home, I bring my daughter from my mother's house.
她还是一样非常虚弱。
She's still very weak.
我就去打电话请问教会的弟兄姐妹。
And then I call the church member.
他们就说没关系，你凭着信给她吃任何她要吃的东西。
They told me that you should have faith and give whatever she needs to eat.
我说她都不吃东西。
She don't feel like to eat at all.
他就说你祷告，你回家祷告之后弄点水给他喝。
And they said you go you pray and then go home and gave her some drink。
我还是非常担心的，带着孩子回到家里面放在客厅的沙发上。
So I'm still worried and I bring her back to home and put her on the sofa。
我真的非常的累，精疲力竭。
I'm so tired that day。
我祷告神，求神给他吃一点东西。
I pray to God and please。
我跟神讲说
give her some food to eat。
我说如果这是从撒旦的攻击。
I pray to God if this is come from the attack from Satan。
真的太狠了，正中要害。
Well, this is really attack me。
因为他知道一个妈妈的心就是非常疼小孩。
Because Satan knows that the mothers is love their children。
我跟神哭着说，我没有办法胜过这一关。
I pray to God, said I cannot overcome this。
求主医治。
Please heal her, please。
求主不要因为我今天发热心要做圣工，我就受到这样的攻击或是这样的试炼。
Please let me pass all these tests because when I started to have fervency toward you。
我跟神求
，Don't give me such a hard test。
我跟神求说，这样的试炼对我太重了，因为孩子的病，孩子是小孩子，宁愿把这个病给我。
I said to God, this is too hard to take, and I rather the sickness has come to me。
又开始痛哭流泪，一直哭，一直哭。
I started to cry and cry。
在祷告中一直忏悔神，我以前我们亏欠你的荣耀。
And then I prayed to God, said that I。For shorten your glory。
我忽然想起以前我爸爸生病的时候，神曾经施过的神迹。
I all of a sudden think about my father's when he was sick and then God healed him。
我们每天在问神迹奇事。
Every day we hope that we see the miracle。
可是真正神迹在我们身上，我们又怎么样？我们信心又怎么样呢？
But once the miracle come upon us, then how is our faith? We forget it。
所以我们还是我跟神求他赦免我们，赦免我的罪，从今开始我要重新做神的好儿女。
I pray for God to forgive me and then I want to start it again to become a good Christian and good daughter of him。
很奇妙的是那时候我女儿主动跟我讲。
It's miraculous, my daughter talked to me。
妈妈我要吃芒果。
I want to eat mango。
我说这个芒果好像有毒哎，一般对芒果是比较不喜欢，因为它有毒。
Mango is a kind of fruit, is not that good for the body。
但是我想到他们告诉我的话，你就奉主耶稣的圣名给他吃。
So I remember the church member said, when they want to eat, you just in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let her eat。
我就开始祷告，把每样东西。他要的我就祷告完，祝谢祷告完之后就给他吃。
So whatever she wants, I pray before I give it to her to eat。
我孩子吃完以后我去做别的事情。
And after she eats, and I go to do something else。
后来我发现他站起来走路在玩了。
And then she started to walk and play。
他开始去看电视了。
She started to watch TV。
那时候给我的感觉真的非常的大，非常大的感动。
I'm so touched。
所以由这些事情来看
，So from these things，
我们每一位基督徒
，All our Christians，
今天要发心在教会里面。
Today we want to be fervent in the church。
我们的信心之外，还需要众多弟兄姐妹的帮忙带到。
We need all the brothers and sisters to help to pray for。
每一个人，神给他们每一个人都有一条生命。
Everybody, God gave them a new life。
我就开始在学校里面。
I started in the school。
身心有了从全新的更新。
And I'm renewed in my spirit。
本来在学校里面，我们已经都教了一二十年的书。
I'm a teacher in the school. I'm teaching about 10 or 20 years already。
我们教导都已经有点倦怠，就在等退休了。
I'm waiting for retirement。
自从我看到属灵的征战之后，
After I see this spiritual battle，
神让我开了心眼。
God opened my spiritual eyes。
每一个孩子都是这么的可爱。
Each children is so lovable.
他们的每一个都是神所赐的灵魂。
All of them are the soul that, and then the that's the God gave it to them.
只是他们背了肉体，所以他们有负担，有时候非常调皮，非常的捣蛋。
Because they are in flesh, so they are naughty boy or naughty girl sometimes.
有的长得很漂亮，有的很运气不好，长得不好看。
Some are very pretty, some are normal.
可是他们都是一些都是神的灵魂。
But they are all the soul belongs to God.
我开始上课的时候非常的开心。
So I started to teach them with a pleasant heart.
我也开始知道说神要我们做的是为他传福音。
And then I started to think, and God want me to preaching.
每天在祷告当中，每天都圣灵充满。
So every day I pray and with the filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后在灵修的过程中，常常看到一些神要让你知道的章句。
章句。
圣经章节。
Oh, so when I cultivate myself, I see that God show me some verses in the Bible.
在使徒行传里面。
In the Acts.
当我在看圣经的时候，有一句话突然就冒出来了。
When I see the Bible, that's these verses pop up to me.
上面写着说，按着学习，你应该是当师父了。
It is that according to the learning, you should be a teacher already.
因为我们已经信主三四十年，都老信徒了。
Because I'm believing God for 30 or 40 years.It's an old church member.
可是你现在还让别人用奶来喂你。
But now you're still nourished by others.
我看到这句话又非常的扎心，又开始祷告痛哭。
I feel so touched, and then I'm crying in front of the Lord.
我们真的是对不起神。
I feel I'm so guilty in front of the Lord.
我们一向在外面的事工的公益团体，我参与了很多。
Outwardly, I attend many services.For the holy work.
可是在传福音的事上是零分。
But I never preach to the others, so it's a zero score.
没有带过任何一个人信主。
I never bring any people to the church, to the Lord.
刚才我讲的那一位朋友。
The friend I talked about.
因为后来传道说你要赶快受洗。不然这个灵魂这个邪灵走了以后会有更凶恶的来。
The pastor told him you have to be baptized or else this evil spirit when they've been cast out there'll be more furious evil spirit will come in.
他可能会死。
So he might die.
他叫我再去跟他讲。
The pastor want me to talk to him.
本来他说好他要受洗了。
In the beginning, he wants to be baptized.
可是在临受洗的前一天他反悔了。
But before the baptized, the one day before, he changed his mind.
他说他妈妈说可以信不可以受洗。
His mother said, you can believe but not baptized.
但是我那时候没有信心不敢跟他讲说你一定要受洗不然你会死。
But at that time, I said you have to be baptized, or else you will be died.
我相反的是想说，信是你的福气。
I think that to believe in God is your blessing.
不信，你不信主，我也没办法，随便你。
If you don't want to believe, it's only your choice.
然后我就没有再去理他。
So I just left him alone.
后来很不幸的是经过一个月他住院了。
And one month later, he is in the hospital.
很快的就离世了。
He passed away very soon.
所以那时候我非常的自责。
I blame myself.
我觉得我没有好好的用心的带领他来信主。
I didn't pay too much attention to try to bring him to the Lord.
有一次在查经的时候
Once When we study the Bible,
我看到雅各书一章四节。
I see the James chapter 1 verse 4.
他说：“你们当中若有缺乏智慧的
，whoever in among you they short of wisdom,
当求那后世智慧而又不责备人的神。
You should pray for those who gave the abundant wisdom and never rebuke.
我那时候才有感到我们真的是缺乏智慧。
I think I'm short of wisdom.
虽然我们在平常我认为我是个老师，我什么都知道。
Actually, I'm a teacher. I know many things.
但是在属灵的事上，我却是 IQ 零蛋。
But when in the spiritual school, IQ is very low.
从那时候开始，神一直在带领，因为我愿意得救。
Because I want to serve the Lord.
我每天开始读圣经。
I study Bible every day.
有一天我在妇女会在值班的时候。
One day, when we have the women's club, I take turns.
我翻圣经来发现说，哎，这本圣经不是我的圣经。
And I find out this is not my Bible.
这是我女儿受洗的时候教会送的圣经。
This is when my daughter's when she baptized and church gave it to her.
我祷告跟神说，神啊，奇怪我怎么会没有圣经呢？
I prayed to God said, how come I don't have my own Bible?
我很天真的跟神说，我女儿都有人送圣经，怎么没有人送我圣经呢？
I said, why my daughter got a church member gave it to her and how come I don't have my own Bible?Nobody give it to me.
然后把圣经读完，我就因为我要出国了，我就打电话要把那个牙齿治好，打电话给我牙科医师。
And then later on, I call my dentist.
然后他有约晚上六点半去那里看诊。
And he said you come at 6 p.m. 6:30.
我就去以后，我跟他分享哦，在因为他是长老会的长老。
He is a elder in the Presbyterian Church.
他的圣经非常熟，所以我会常常跟他谈圣经。
Sometimes I would talk with him about the Bible.
他突然跟我说，我送你一本圣经好了。
He said, all of a sudden he said, I give you a Bible.
或许别人不觉得什么，但是我真的很震撼。
And maybe you don't feel this is something special, but to me it's very special.
神的确跟我们同在，即使是这么小小的心意，他也会成全。
God is with me because...Even my heart is thinking about these matters. I didn't tell anybody, but God moved this other church member to give me the Bible.
后来我要出国了。
So later on, I went to United States.
我还没有拿到护照跟签证。
I didn't got my passport and the visa.
我还是非常的害怕，犹豫不决，到底要不要来。
I didn't know whether I should go or not.
因为我都想。这么老了还去读书
？I think I'm so old to study.
而且是要到一个美国完全陌生的地方。
And to go to United States is such a strange country to me.
我听说田纳西州讲的英文又很不容易听。
I heard that Tennessee, they have a special accent.
而且我从来没有一个人搭过飞机过。
I never, fly myself alone.
所以。我还是非常的挣扎，要去不去。
So I was so struggling.
但是我那时候开始学会交托了，交托给神。
And I started to rely on God.
传道人告诉我一句章节。
And the pastor's wife can give me a verses to encourage me.
约书亚记一章九节，它上面说。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 9.
你当刚强壮胆。
You should be brave.
不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
Do not be afraid.
因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Because wherever you go, God is with you.
所以我就很放心的来了美国。
So I have come to United States with a peaceful mind.
然后真的感受到神一直跟我同在。
And I feel that God is with me all the way.
每一分每一秒，我只要祷告，我觉得他跟我同在，真的是在经历神。
And every second, and I feel that God is with me.
非常奇妙的经验，我一上飞机坐到旁边一个跟我微笑的那个是他们教会的牧师。
And when I get on the plane, and then I see a person smile at me, and he is a pastor of other church.
我就用这个破破的英文跟他聊了12个小时。
And then I talked to him with 12 hours with my broken English.
没有恐惧，没有害怕。
And then I'm not scared.
因为通常会上飞机，我就想说都交给神了。
Because when I get on the plane, I relied on God already.
一直到下飞机到我们学校。
So when I arrived my school,
我也没有时差的问题。
I didn't have the time difference.
适应都非常的好。
I'm used to it.
我就开始打电话了。
I started to call somebody.
我开始找教会。
I started to find a church.
我从台湾来的时候，又赶快去要了一张美国总会的电话。
When I come to United States, before I come, I find in the General Assembly to find the church telephone number.
结果我一到这边打电话过去的时候
，When I come to United States, I started to call.
一个老太太告诉我说，这是我们家，不是你们教会。
You called the wrong number.
然后我又再打一次
，The second time I try.
她跟我说，小姐，你不要再打来了，这是我们家。
She said, "This is a home, not a church."
我非常的难过，说奇怪，怎么会这样？为什么美国教会的电话都不能通
？Why this church, the church number is not go through?
后来我要打回台湾去问美国教会的电话。
And then I call back to Taiwan again.
他们还是给我这个电话。
They still give me this same number.
我跟他说这个电话不对。后来他们给我伯恩教会的电话。
And then they gave me the Boeing Park Church telephone number.
打过去以后，有一个弟兄接到的。
A brother answered.
我问他教会，田纳西有没有教会
？I asked whether there is Tennessee have church.
他说田纳西没有教会，我们加州有教会。
He said Tennessee have no church, but California have church.
我说加州要去怎么去啊
？How to go to California?
他说你那里太远，你不能来。
He said so far you cannot come.
我说那我哪里会比较近的教会
？So where is the closest church?
纽约。
New York.
我说纽约教会怎么去
？How to go to New York?
你要搭飞机过去。
You have to fly to New York.
所以我那时候就说，惨了，我找不到教会了。
I said, oh, I cannot find the church.
后来他告诉我一个电话，他说：“不然我给你这个电话，你打打看。”
He said, "I give you this telephone number, you try."
那个打过去刚好一个教会，每一种教会跟林姐妹接到的。
There's a sister in the General Assembly in United States.
他又给我一串的电话。
He gave me a whole bunch of telephone number.
后来他给我一个传道电话，我打了大概三天才联络上这个电话。
And then I call some of the number about 3 days, and then I find out this.
传道人也没办法帮我找教会，他说你真的太远了。
Because the place I stay have no church at all, it's so far from every places.
可是每天都不能祷告，也不能唱诗。
So I cannot sing him and I cannot pray with the church member.
我开始觉得不对了，都很不舒服。
I feel uncomfortable at all.
好像一条鱼跳到岸上来，没有水了。
Just like a fish, was laid on the shore.
所以我又开始拨电话
，and I started to call again。
最后就拨到罗姐妹这里。
I called Sister Lo。
我问她说我要怎么样去教会。
I asked how can I come to church。
她告诉我一些要去教会的方法。
And she introduced me the way to come。
我跟她说好，等我上完课的时候我就去找教会。
Said after I finish my classes, I will find the church.
但是真的非常困难，我连打电话问航空公司怎么样换机票、怎么样买机票都不会。
It's very difficult to change my routing.
我就去买了地图，把美东三个教会地图都画得很清楚。
And then I go to find the map, and then to find Philadelphia, New Jersey, and Queens Church.
我跟神讲说。
I pray to the Lord.
你说寻找的就必寻见。
He said.You try to find and you will be fine.
我一定要找到美国这里的教会。
I want to find the church in United States.
求你帮助我能够找到这个教会。
Please help me to find it.
后来在我们课上完的时候，刚好有同学要做公路旅游。
So after the class is finished, some of my classmates they want to drive and then travel around.
但是每个人都告诉我很危险。
And many people tell me it's very dangerous.
我的室友说你不要开玩笑，你还有两个女儿。
And then my colleague told me that you'll be dangerous, and you think about your two daughters.
但是我想我没有跟他们去，我没有办法到教会啊。
But I think if I don't travel with them, I cannot go to the church.
我就祷告完，跟神祷告完，我就真的跟他们去。
And then I started to pray, and then after that, I go with them.
这一趟旅程，我们这一趟旅程居然跑了13个州。
And this trip took me 13 states.
我们跑到宾州，跑到宾州，还跑到费城教会。
We go to Pennsylvania, and I see the Philadelphia Church.
我看到费城教会的弟兄姐妹。
I see the Philadelphia Church member.
看到传道人。
And I see the pastor.
那时候的心里非常的激动，非常的感动。
I'm so touched.
让我知道看到在台湾的另一位遥远的另一端的国度里面。
And I see some other countries far away from Taiwan.
还有一群跟我们用着同样的语言、同样的祷告方式、同样的赞美方式的信徒在那边。
And then I see the church member praying the same way and serve the Lord the same way and use the same language.
我知道这是神的家。
I know this is the house of God.
看完费城教会之后，我还看到还想要看两个教会。
And then after Philadelphia Church, I want to see two more church.
我又参加另外一个旅行团。
I take another tour.
因为有到纽约。
Because this tour will come to New York.
我就跑到纽约的时候，他们最后行程跑到波士顿。
And the last stop is end of Boston.
我每天坐车坐得腰酸背痛。
Every day I'm so tiring by the bus.
我真的第一次感受到美国居然这么大。
I feel the United States is so big.
以前在台湾的时候，从高雄到台北我都嫌远。
In Taiwan, from Kaohsiung to Taipei, I think it's far enough.
我居然从波士顿要坐到纽约要坐四个多小时。
From Boston to New York, it takes like more than 4 hours.
但是那时候我就非常的勇敢，我一定要去。
And then I'm so brave that I said I want to go.
我要去看看我们这里的信徒，主内一家的人。
I want to see all the church members.
因为大家都是肢体，都是神的肢体。
Because we are all the members.
到了波士顿以后，我要求司机把我送到纽沃克机场。
When I arrived Boston, I want the driver
完全看地图
to bring me to the Newark Airport.
我看教会好像就在机场旁边。
I think church is near the Newark Airport.
结果到机场以后，我的三个大行李我拖都拖不动。
And then when I arrived the airport, I cannot really handle my three big cases.
我开始想神啊，找个人帮我拖吧。
I pray to God that please send somebody help me to drag my cases.
就又一个老黑人的老先生走过来。
Oh, there's an old guy to come.
我就用很破破的英文跟他讲。
I use my broken language.
我要到哪里去搭车子啊
？Where is the place I can take the bus.
他说你要到二楼下去搭车子。
They said you have to go downstairs.
我说怎么办？我这么重，我根本拖不动。
I said, wow, how can I carry all my cases?
他非常好心，他就拿了一辆拖车，他就拖了拖车来，我帮你带过去。
He bring a car to put all my cases on the car.
然后到楼下之后，才看到一大堆人在排队。
And then he bring me to the second floor, and many people line up.
他跟我讲说，你就站在这里排队，等一下就有车子来了。
He said, "You wait here. There is a bus coming."
我说，但是我要去教会哦，去教会怎么去呀、
啊、？But I said, "I want to go to church. How can I get there?"
他说，你去哪个地方？我说，好像是伊丽莎白。
I said, "Elizabeth."
他说，没关系，你就给那司机，你就抄起来，就给他看，他给你载到教会去。
He said, "You write it down, and then the bus driver will drive you there."
就排就排到一个司机，他是开吉普车的计程车。
And then I line up for the taxi driver.
我上去之后，那个计程车看我的那个地址，他很不高兴。
And then the taxi driver is unhappy when he saw the address.
他跟我说，车子22块，行李呢加3块，25块。
He said about $22 to go there, and then you got three luggage, three more dollars, $25 altogether.
我心里想说，神啊，只要带我到100块，我也给他。
I said, as long as God will bring me there, $100, I will pay for.
他不要载我，把我载丢了就好了。
Don't let me lost in the way.
所以我坐在后面，我很小心谨慎，一直看着他。
And then I watched when I was in the taxi.
后来跟他聊聊聊，他很开心。
And then I talked to him, and he's very happy.
然后他还帮我找教会。
He found the church for me.
终于看到说，哎，你们的 True Jesus Church 在那里。
He said, "This is your church over there."
然后他也很好心的开到教会门口。
He drive me to the church.
把行李放下来，我就到教会进去了。
And then I finally arrived church.
或许我说这样的过程，你们听起来没有什么。
Maybe you think it's nothing to you.
但是对我来说，一个台湾的同胞。
To me, I'm so far away from Taiwan.
真的像有些人在说台湾呆包啊。
I'm very, I just, you know, don't know the way at all.
真的就呆呆来，然后我还跑了两个，跑到第二个教会去了。
So I go to New Jersey Church.
然后到教会以后，那里的弟兄姐妹非常的好，非常的关心。
And then that church, everybody is so fervent and take care of me.
他说你好厉害，你还知道搭计程车。
They said, you dare to take the taxi to come.
我说感谢主，我还要去第三个教会。
I thank the Lord that I want to come to the third church.
后来传道看我这么想来，本来传道今天好像不是要来这边领会。
是。And the pastor see I'm so much wanted to come to Queens.
他说今天早上会带我过来 Queens 教会。
He said this morning I bring you to the Queens Church.
所以今天才有机会来到这里看到大家。
And then this is the chance I can come to see all of you.
也很感谢神给我这个机会，能在这里为他做见证。
And then I very thank the Lord and give me the chance to bear witness in front of all brothers and sisters.
他爱每一个人。
He loves all of us.
即使像我们这么小的人。
Even like me.
他也从头眷顾到底。
He take care of me from the beginning to the end.
他让我在这美国的两个月当中。
He let me in the United States for 2 months.
充充实实的学到该学的东西。
He let me learn what I should learn.
文化上的刺激。
And the culture.
在这里三个教会的聚会形态。
And then I visit all the churches and see how they worship God.
这里教会信徒的热心侍奉主
and the way they fervent to the Lord
都成为我学习的对象
it's be my example
我可以感受得到当初各位到美国来的时候的心情
I can feel how you first arrived United States
想必每一位在心里面都有很大的神迹奇事见证者
maybe you all have a big witness to bear
只是时间太短了
and the time is up
所以很可惜没有办法听到各位的见证。
And I cannot get the chance to listen to your witness.
我明年还会再来。
The next year I'm coming again.
所以我明年来的时候，我希望是听各位见证。
And I hope that I can listen to your witness.
所以感谢神，我们在这里。我在这里代表台湾的弟兄姐妹。
And I thank the Lord.Here I represent all the church members in Taiwan.
表示对你的关心。
And send greeting to all of you.
我也像信差一样，会把你们的这里的情况传回台湾去。
And I will bring all your situation back to Taiwan.
回到台湾以后呢，我会建议我们的台湾总会。
In Taiwan, I will suggest a General Assembly over there.
多跟美国地方多做联系。
They should contact United States more.
因为他们电话都已经换了。
Because they changed their telephone number already.
不要让下一次来的人找得跟我一样辛苦。
So the next, the other people, they come again, they won't be get lost again.
现在以最后有一个经节赠送给各位。
And I will read the last verses to all the brothers and sisters.
是最近比较认真读圣经看到的诗篇
Psalm
一章二节三节
Psalm chapter 1 verse 2 and 3 Psalm chapter 1 verse 2 and 3
麻烦你念
Okay. Psalm chapter 1 verse 2 and 3 But his delight is in the law of the LordAnd in his law, the meditates days and nights. He shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that brings forth his fruits in its seasons, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
我用这句话来祝福每一位弟兄姐妹。
I will bless all the brothers and sisters with these two verses.
愿你们每一个人都像一棵大树一样。
May all of you become a giant tree.
栽种在溪水旁。
Planted beside the water.
那溪水就表示圣灵。
The water is the Holy Spirit.
我们在圣灵里面成长。
We be grow in the Holy Spirit.
按时结出果子
will bring forth the fruit in its season.
圣灵的果子仁爱喜乐和平
and the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, kindness, and peace.
树叶都不枯干，永远茁壮
and the leaves shall never wither away.
神赐福给大家，凡事都顺利
God bless you all. Everything is smoothly.
见证到此
This is what my witness.
感谢主，谢谢。
May the name glorify God's name. We thank the Lord that we have the good witness from Sister Guo.
除了他父亲、他女儿，那大神给他们很大的恩典以外，那小丽听。
God gave her father and her daughter.The great witness.
除这个以外，我们可以知道神是个灵，拜他要用心灵跟诚实来拜他。
Then we also know that God is spirit, so we worship Him with the spirit.
那最终
and truth.
后面这一段我们所听到的，他心里所想的，如果照神的旨意，合神的旨意，神都成全他。
And then finally, we also heard that according to what she's wish.And if it is under the will of God, it will be fulfilled by God.
神是个灵，他知道我们心里所要的是什么。
God is the Spirit, and He knows what we need.
虽然没讲出来，没有做，可是神都成全。
Although we didn't speak out, but God knows our needs, so God will fulfill.
好像他说想要圣经，那间接的就有圣经。
And then she wants a Bible, then God will send somebody to give it to her.
她想来亲近教会。
She wants to come to the church.
那三间教会她都全部走到。
And then actually three church she can visit also.
所以，可以让我们学习用神是个灵，可以用心灵诚实来拜他。
So God is a spirit, so we should worship Him with the truth and the spirit.
雅各书上讲说，我们为什么求，但是求却求不到，因为我们妄求。
And in James says, sometimes we pray, but we cannot get what we want because we want what is out of the will of God.
但是郭姐妹她心里所求的，想要来亲近教会，神都成全。
But Sister Guo, she wants to come near to the church.So God fulfilled what she wished.
那我们现在唱90首结束。
Let's sing him 90.
我们来数算神的恩典。